The hottest summer. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, even though many areas of the country are suffering through a very hot summer, including right here in Tennessee, meteorologists say it doesn't compare to the nastiest summer ever. USDA's Gary Crawford has our story.
And if you think it's hot where you are this summer, well, 15 states set all-time record-high temperatures, which stand to this day, even with global warming. The summer of 36.
Some of the high temperature records that still stand that really jump out at you. North Dakota, 121. Nebraska, 118. Arkansas, 120. Kansas, 121.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey. Now remember, there was no air conditioning then except for some so-called air-cooled theaters. Now it had been hot and dry for most of the 1930s, but 36 was the worst. What caused all this?
The cause is still being debated.
No debate about the effects of the heat, combined with some areas getting as little as 10% of their normal rainfall. Now, Brad and I are going into the seldom-used Ag Department archives and library here. Shut the door there. Where they still have the weekly weather and crop summaries from USDA from the 1930s bound up in huge, dusty volumes.
July 14, 1936. Nebraska stating that deterioration of corn progresses steadily, especially eastern third, and pastures gone. It stretched from border to border from Canada to Mexico and took out pretty much everything in its path.
Including a huge toll in human life, during the summer of 36, over 5,000 Americans died from heat-related problems, the largest heat death toll ever. So if you think it's hot where you are, think back to 36. Sit back in the AC with a cool drink, and as Bogey said that year,
turn on that radio.
And to listen to this station. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, it has been a hot summer here in Tennessee and still over a month left in the season. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.